So I have to ask you a lighter question
Oh,
as
good.
well. I know. You acknowledge in this book a group of writers, the Cane River writers.
Yes.
So I want you to tell me a little bit about how they have supported you in your writing life.
I'm so delighted you asked me this question because they go unsung. Many years ago, a woman in Natchitoches named Katie Hansen started a writers group, and it really had no name, and there was no official charter. We would meet every Thursday at her house, and people would bring things they had written, and we would read, and we would offer each other criticism and support and, cheer each other on when somebody got a publication. And Katie eventually moved away, and after a brief interval, it wound up meeting at my house for a number of years. And Julie Kane, the former poet laureate of Louisiana, she was a regular member. Several of my colleagues from Louisiana School were members, or people from Northwestern State University, a couple of townspeople. And we would get together regularly on Thursdays for years. And they workshopped this book, parts of it. They were much more hands-on with the Upstairs Lounge Arson because by the time I was working with the Fernando Rios book, I had moved to New Orleans, back to New Orleans. But yeah, to any aspiring writers out there, find yourself a group of good supportive people who will tell you the truth. Nicely, one hopes, but tell you the truth.
That's key.
Actually, no, the Cane River, I had written a different version of the introduction than I wrote. Than what I read just a few minutes ago. And they just told me it isn't working.
Yeah. Well, it worked now.
I said, okay. So I threw it out and started over, and thank you.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.